Welcome to the Smarticle Podcast, where we take a good article and make it gooder.
Before we get going, Brandon is about to have some personal stuff taken care of later on after the show, so we definitely need to give him 5 seconds of silence as he prepares for some personal issues. Here is your 5 seconds of silence brought to you by Smarticle. Brandon, do you care to share with our faithful listeners of the Smarticle podcast what's going to happen to you in a little bit?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
You just took a little bit of a pause there before you...
Well, because I was trying to turn on drum roll, but it didn't play. I thought there'd be a drum roll, but didn't do it.
Okay. We're going to leave that private, Brandon. Hey, if you're praying...
I'm not going to talk about I'm getting a colonoscopy tomorrow. Why do you got to always do that? Everyone has to get them. It's a thing.
Not everybody.
I have no problem. Everyone over 45 is supposed to get one. Okay. You poop in a box.
I do.
That's what you do. That's weird. You squat over a box and poop in it. I mean, this is a family show, Larry. And once again, Pat, Larry's taking us down into the sewer. It's like you like to frolic in the sewer. You like to roll around and bathe in it. It's amazing.
Hey, it's a medical procedure. Like you said, you got to get it done, Brandon.
All right. Let's go.
Here's your headline. Why the worst part of your job is a hothouse party trend in the Bay Area. This comes to us via the San Francisco Standard, one of my new favorite newspapers here in the Bay Area, Brandon.
Yeah, it feels like it's an actual newspaper again.
It
where
is.
People are paid to go out. Right? Yeah, but you know what I mean? If you look at the Chronicle, you're like, does anybody even work for this thing anymore? It's terrible.
That's
a venerable old paper. But the good news is, though, there was going to be an adjustment, and the Standard is adjusted. This is a freelance writer from the UK. She's probably more woke than she is MAGA, but I'm going to give her 6 on the mocha meter.
It's a San Francisco newspaper, Brandon. I thought you'd be a little more woke than
right.
that. Okay.
It's pretty woke.
While the pandemic temporarily blurred the lines between personal and professional spheres, a growing cohort of Bay Area people insist on keeping those worlds permanently blended. They're finding joy in workifying personal time, unleashing productivity apps and public speaking obligations on everything from post-collegiate house parties to birthday bashes to bachelorette parties. Learning-driven parties are popular with Anshona Rehamp, a San Francisco-based AI engineer who last year organized a birthday party for a friend, which included a PowerPoint presentation about the birthday girl's life, followed by a Q&A session. Raheem, an engineer, also hosted a food-free thing, Friendsgiving event, as an alternative to the traditional food-filled holiday. Quote, instead of a dinner, every guest reads a paper about the history of Thanksgiving and indigeneity, and then they discuss what they've learned. No turkey or trimmings are served, but there's always tea. Before you answer about these work-like parties, Brandon, I'd like to introduce Exhibit A. I used to be your neighbor, and I lived by you, and you were the king of the book club. So before you get your panties in a wad, you used to have people over to your house and read books and talk about subjects.
Oh, I belong to a couple
No.
Okay, whatever.
You hosted book clubs. Is there any difference, because my wife, by the way, belongs to about 30 of them, is there any difference between a book club where you go read about a book?
All right, let's start at the beginning, Larry. So there's these things called books. People learn to read when they're young. I know you don't read anything.
Yeah.
What's the last time you actually read a book?
Does a comic book count?
No. Walter the Farting Dog does not count. So you don't read books, but people that do. I have enjoyed a book club or two in my life. This is a little bit different. Yes,
no.
It's very different. Friendsgiving, where we read a paper on how bad the European settlers were. That's what we should do instead of having turkey. Okay. You know what? How about this? Just don't celebrate the day, you wokester. That's ridiculous. The title of this should be called Parties for Nerds, dude. This is a nerd party.
You know what?
And by the way, no.
Oh,
stop. Because I'm over this nonsense. Here's the thing that happens with people in San Francisco. They're like, oh, we're the epicenter of the universe. We do things like power presentations at our parties. No, dude, no one else ever does this kind of shit. This is complete nerd party. At its core, this is about connecting people that are basically socially inept. They're trying to connect people that are socially inept, so this is how they got to do it.
Okay, let's just push back a little bit. North Carolina, where you burn tires for fun and drink moonshine.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
throw your trash wherever
and you know
you
what?
Want,
I guarantee,
and you don't compost.
I guarantee you most Americans would rather do that.
Okay. So just for some perspective where Brandon's coming from, the exact opposite of where all intellect comes from.
But dude, you've been in that hotbed of wokesterism for so long, you don't even know what's up or down.
You know what? This totally inspired me that I am going to host a PowerPoint party. Where you have to come over with an 8-minute PowerPoint. We're going to put it on the wall, and you're going to try to teach a group of people something in 8 minutes. I love this idea.
I'm going to fly to San Francisco, find out when the party is, go to your house. And when you open the door, I'm going to punch you in the face, and I'm just going to walk away and go get a burrito. That's what I'm going to do for you hosting a PowerPoint party. Hey, PowerPoints are so bad, they made them illegal. It is against the law
in North Carolina
to create PowerPoints and use them. No, in Austria. They pass this law because it's such a horrible thing. No, you can do whatever you want here. We're a purple state, buddy. We can do whatever we want. You guys in the woke, what do they call it? The Socialist Republic of California. You guys kind of do whatever you want to do over there. You know, maybe we'll have a polyamorous party too.
As you've said a billion times on this podcast, a billion.
Sure.
You hate small talk. I have been to numerous parties with you. You hate having to go, how's the weather, Tom, at some sort of mixer that you're at.
Correct.
You hate that. So why not host a party with a theme where you learn something instead of just having people over and talking about how the Earth circumnavigates the globe?
Yeah, I have no problem with the concept of getting together with people for an intellectual, a salon-type party they used to do in France where they'd get together, all the artists would get together and they'd share ideas. I have no problem with that.
When was the last time you went to one of those, by the way? You don't.
Anyway, my problem with this whole thing is this is, once again, a Bay Area thing where we're like, oh, look how cool we are. Look what we're doing. Yes, it is, dude. Read the article. This is a bunch of freaking nerds sitting around going, oh, yeah, let's have a Friendsgiving together where we bash America. That's exactly what this is. That's the reason why we got Trump. This group and you and your freaking parties where you do PowerPoint presentations is the reason we have Donald Trump. You're responsible for it, wokester. You.
So would you prefer that our young tech friends sit around to do shrooms and ketamine? And
would they do that too?
Yeah, but you would prefer that our young, as opposed to learning
about
something.
What I would prefer is don't take yourself so seriously.
People
have been getting along for tens of thousands of years. Only in the Bay Area where nerds run amok and they can't. Literally in the articles, like introverted city of San Francisco. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's only introverted if you're an introvert. It's not an introverted city. I'm simply saying, I think this is fine. If this was in Duluth, or if this was going on in Grand Rapids, Michigan, I'd be like, that's kind of a cool thing. But it's not, bro. It's happening in San Francisco where people are weirdos.
What if someone actually listened to the show? I don't know if they do, but what if someone actually listened and said, you know what? Mm-hmm. This is like a great idea. I'm going to host like a mini TED Talk night at my house. Instead of having an ex-dinner party where we talk about Aunt Sally.
I love it.
I'm going to have people come over and share
it. It's a great idea.
So then
I'm 100% on board. I'm talking about the fact that, look, here's what my thought when I read this, because I was like, I got to basically humor Larry with his stupid ideas that he comes up with and like, argh. But I did think at the end, as stupid as these people are and their weirdness and their all that stuff is, lots of good things come out of these movements. Like, so lots of good ideas come out of San Francisco and the Bay Area for sure. The only thing that I'm railing against is how seriously people in the Bay Area take themselves. You just said it's the epicenter. I'm like, it is not, dude. It is a world unto itself. Are some good things coming out of there and helping people out? Absolutely. The idea of a TED Talk at a party in Grand Rapids, fantastic. The problem is people go to these things and they take themselves. Here's my dissertation on the power of the Bauhaus movement. I'm like, just shut your effing mouth.
Well, I've got some really good news on a couple of fronts for you. Number one, you ejected from this place because you couldn't handle the brain power.
Couldn't handle it anymore. Got tired of it.
You couldn't. You're just like, literally like, you know what? I don't have the capacity for the brain power of these people. I got to go and dumb it down.
You and I both know that this has nothing to do with intellect. I could sit in any one of these stupid parties and they would be like, oh, Brandon's totally into it. His presentation on 3rd century Chinese art was amazing. Like, dude, I could bullshit everybody. I'm the king bullshitter. You know that. My point is very simply that this is an example of how the Bay Area loves itself. It's like, look what we're doing that's so interesting. We're sitting in a park and we're reading poetry together. That's great. And by the way, other cities have done that. Paris did it. Manhattan during the 20s did it. There are lots of these movements and good things come out of it. I'm just saying, bro, don't take yourself so
seriously. Real quickly,
seriously.
I'm just, for a little bit of perspective, you could help me out. Could you name the region that invented the iPhone and started Google and biotech? I just said lots of good things come out of it.
I said lots of good things
come out of this region.
This is the residue of the good stuff that's happened. This is the type of people that are attracted to that, and they bring great ideas and create great things. This is what we have to tolerate in order to get that. That's what I'm saying.
Well, you don't have to tolerate anymore because you couldn't handle it.
I don't, because I got tired of, you know what it is, bro?
You hit the eject button.
Everybody in that city and everybody in that area, and I am born and bred, bro. I've got creds up. I am literally,
You live in a giant house in the middle of nowhere. Everybody there is relevant.
They're relevant. You talk about yourself. I just don't know. I should be. I'm like, what are you talking about? You're a great dad. You're a grandpa. You're a great friend. You do great things for the city. Why would you ever not think that you're doing a good? Because there's so many people that surround you that are so relevant and important. Look what I'm doing. Look what I'm doing. Oh, whatever.
I got the stones to hang it out. I bring in the real to San Francisco. So this is great. I really, truly did get inspired by this article because guess what? I'm going to be hosting a party next month, and it is going to be an earthquake preparedness dinner.
What's the date?
I don't know yet.
Can you get the date?
I'm going to send you an
invite
or a paperless post. I'm going to host an earthquake preparedness dinner, and you cannot come to my house unless you have an evacuation plan for your family.
I'm not bringing an evacuation plan.
And you have emergency preparedness kits prepared for when the big earthquake comes. So,
you know what you need to do? Yeah. You need to prepare your butt because I'm going to stick my boot right up.
Okay,
it, dude,
so here's
when
the
I come
deal.
To that party.
So I'm going
to
be hosting an earthquake preparedness dinner. You have to bring a slideshow. Brandon is going to be hosting his pro-Palestinian dinner. And if you're Jewish, he's going to invoke hate and all sorts of things at his pro-Palestinian.
Well, that's not happening.
At his pro-Palestinian. Yeah.
I don't know where that came from, but that's not happening.
I'm just saying, I have a party.
Okay. You, in all seriousness, can you take 1 second to be serious and say, can you see a little bit how this is coming from a place of we've got to be relevant? I mean, the whole point of this is people trying to connect with each other.
I just completely disagree. I love the idea that some young people, instead of saying, hey, we're going to go beer bonging at the club or we're going to go snort some ketamine.
Agreed.
We are going to have a night where we learn about things and it's going to be fun.
Agreed. And I think that's fantastic.
So you want to hate?
I truly do.
Hate.
No. I don't hate on
it.
I told you what my problem was. I have no problem with it. I'm simply saying, let's not take ourselves too seriously.
Just because you're a San Francisco dropout, don't drink all of the haterade that's available.
Dude, I got street cred, bro. I got serious SF street cred. I know that city. I could drive through that city with my eyes closed, old fart.
All right, Larry. Big house.
Larry. Thank you for teaching me about having earthquake preparedness parties.
How many closets do you have?